From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Football is king in the South, but with climate change, more people are taking precautions to keep student athletes safe amid extreme heat. The Gulf States Newsroom's Joseph King reports on what's being done in Alabama as players get ready to tackle their first games of the season.
That sound of a pep rally is normal this time of year down south. The football season has begun here in Birmingham, and there's a lot of preparation at least at this point, like strength, conditioning, and practice. But the heat isn't on the minds of Jackson Olin High School players Aiden Moody and Joel Ray at a recent media day for Birmingham athletes.
My family reacts to the heat. I mean, they already know I'm good with Coach. I mean, he take care of us pretty well, and everybody looked out well, so it was really not no big deal.
Because I know we could play through the heat in the summer. We could play through the heat, through the game, and, like, it'd be cooler, and, like, we'd be more prepared for the game.
Their focus on winning.
I tell myself that just to go out and get better, no matter what the conditions is.
But the adults are focused on these kids' safety. Krishana Leonard is the head athletic trainer and a health science teacher over at A.H. Parker High School. And before the season, Leonard and the team's physician meet with coaches about strategies for players' health, but specifically when it comes to heat. They even have an emergency action plan for heat-related illnesses.
So our coach actually does a fantastic job. We have changed our practice times in the summer. We don't practice at all in the afternoon. We practice at 6 a.m.
She says the University of Alabama at Birmingham, which has one of the biggest medical programs in the country, recently donated several cooling vests to Parker and to the other Birmingham City schools. The vest is used to regulate the core temperature of players when being transported due to a heat stroke or exhaustion. Each vest can only be used once, and they cost around $800. But Leonard says,
Hopefully we don't have to have anybody to use it, but we have it, and it's better to have it and not need it than not have it and need it.
Besides their football program, Parker also has a sports medicine program that they like to call the Science Academy. This allows students to give Leonard an extra hand with keeping ice coolers and tubs on standby and plenty of water ready in this heat.
Some people think of them as just, you know, water girls or water boys, but they actually provide way more, much more than that. And so their role is very, very, very vital.
Many scientists say that temperatures will continue to rise because of climate change. And some experts say it's vital for more schools, especially in the South, to have professionals like Leonard on staff who can spot the signs before things turn serious. Kinesiologist Dr. Douglas Casa says that a third of high schools in America don't even have athletic trainers to be there ready if something goes wrong.
So that would scare the crap out of me if I'm a parent and my kid is doing a few hour practice and they're in harm's way and the coach is going to decide if their children lives or dies from a heat stroke or a cardiac event or a head injury.
Casa is the CEO at the Corey Stringer Institute, a nonprofit dedicated to the prevention of sudden death in sports. He says every high school program needs an athletic trainer, and coaches have to set the standard for their players. Young athletes, especially football players, may not speak up if they aren't feeling well.
They don't want to appear weak to the older teammates. Maybe they're fighting for a starting position, or they're trying to make varsity instead of JV. So the coach creates that culture where they let the athletes know, yes, we're going to try to win a state championship, but most important above all else is your health and safety.
But not every school has a fancy one-time-use cooling vest or funding for an athletic trainer program. Rural schools are even less likely to have resources to protect students from the heat. A few years ago in southeast Louisiana, a high school football player died after suffering an apparent heat stroke. And this season begins a week after a 14-year-old freshman collapsed at football practice and died in Alabama. Parker's athletic trainer, Krishana Leonard, says her worst nightmare is not being able to help athletes.
And, you know, one of my students asked me the other day what is something that I don't want to happen as far as injury-wise. And I told him it was an injury that I can't fix. And so that's an injury that you can't fix, someone passing away.
Some health and sports experts predict that with climate change, it's possible football could switch seasons in the decades to come, moving from a fall sport to a spring sport. This would represent a massive cultural shift. But putting young players in full gear in the summer heat could make it a necessity. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Joseph King.
Reporter Drew Hawkins also contributed to this story. The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi.